that upgrade.
Hey, babe, let's take a flight.
Yes.
Where do you want to go?
I don't know.
Get that upgrade.
Anywhere you are, though.
That's what's up. Are you packing your bags?
You already know.
Get that upgrade.
Make your best now. Oh, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to make your best now.
Ooh, I wanna upgrade.
I wanna upgrade. Let me get that upgrade.
Make your best life.
Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life. Biohack my life. Biohack your life.
I know that's right. You can say that twice. I write the code, I'ma biohack my best life. Give me the upgrade. I spent enough days trying to figure out my way, no longer in the maze. Had to get out my way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Biohack Your Best Life. My name is Elizabeth.
And I am Billy Carson, aka Forbidden Knowledge.
Yeah, and we're back again at the studio that we first ever met.
Yes, this is a great place, great memories.
Yes.
First time we actually met. And we didn't talk directly to each other because we were doing a podcast.
Right.
But it was good to, you know, sit across the table from you and, you know, and watch you vibe and watch you in your element, you know?
Yeah, you too. You too. It was dope. It was dope to see. I mean, you were dropping some serious, serious knowledge. So if you guys haven't checked it out, Awaken from the Trauma Matrix, you can catch little pieces of knowledge that you got in.
That video is still doing a lot of numbers.
No, it is. It's still going.
I think it's over 100,000 or 130,000 or something like that.
Something like that. Actually, you know what? I think that's the time that you came back, isn't it? From, like, you came out, we met, and then I think you flew back out to come.
Oh, that's what it was. We didn't do the podcast the same day?
I don't think it was the same time.
Oh, you know
time.
What I did? Yes, yeah, I did come back. So I went out there once, and then I came back to do the podcast. Yeah, so it wasn't that, but it was the first podcast we did together.
Yes.
That's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
In this nice little room right here.
That's right.
I think you were sitting right there. I was sitting right here.
Right, you were. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I was. Yeah. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about relationships. So I don't know, that came to mind because relationships.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, biohacking is so important when it comes to attracting people into your life.
Yeah.
Because everything manifests that you think about, that you know, everything just correlates. You know, every move that you make is going to attract something into your life, right? So, I mean, to be able to attract the right people, you need to be biohacking. You have to be hacking your biology. You have to be hacking your thoughts, your mind, your physical body, energetic body. Mm-hmm. If you want to attract your favorite and person that's supposed to be for you, you have to get in alignment.
Yes, you do. You have to get in alignment. You have to really be specific as to what you're really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I wasn't specific.
Yeah.
In the past, I thought it was just like, you know, whoever you run into, if things seem like you have some things in common, where in every other area of my life, I was being very specific. But for some reason, I was not being specific in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I caused myself to suffer. And it wasn't anybody that caused me to suffer. I did it to myself.
Well, anytime anyone suffers, it's always their own doing.
That's right.
You know, always.
That's right.
Unfortunately. And it's hard for some people to grasp that, you know, and there's some really terrible situations that can happen.
Right.
But, you know, still it's, you know, suffering is caused by
exactly.
self.
And it's not a victim mentality because I'm a victim of my own thoughts and my own energy. I allowed myself to be put in different situations that really weren't the best for me.
Right.
And getting involved with somebody and thinking that, you know, you can change them or your wisdom might get them to think differently or see things differently over time.
Yeah.
That's a fallacy.
Yeah. You can never change anyone.
No.
Anyone. The only way that people change is because they want to change.
Exactly.
Never change. And that's a reason why people waste a lot of time because they're holding on to this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to change that person. And it's like, you're wasting time.
They're wasting so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a 25-year relationship.
Mm.
Now, I mean, most people, that doesn't even happen these days anymore.
Yeah, right.
With the same person for 25 years, raising my kids and everything. I made a commitment. I wasn't going to leave that, even though it was a detrimental relationship. I wasn't going to leave it because I didn't want, I promised myself I was going to raise my kids in the house with them. So I sacrificed my own freedom. I sacrificed my own other potentials to make sure that my kids got the best upraising that I can possibly give them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I stuck it out for them.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as that last one was done with school, I was cast with a friendly ghost.
Oh, man.
But I suffered in that relationship, and the reason why I suffered is because I allowed myself to. I saw the red flags from the beginning, and I read this interesting book because I kept – that was just one of many relationships I did the same exact thing. I kept getting in relationships where I was getting with takers.
Mm.
And I read this interesting relationship book not too long ago, maybe only a year and a half ago, and when it really woke me up.
Yeah.
And I saw – I'm a giver. I'm a natural giver. I just love to give.
Mm-hmm.
And it says when a giver meets a taker, they get into a relationship.
No, yeah, seriously.
Because oh, man.
Opposites attract.
Yes.
Opposites attract.
And when I read that, it was like all the bells and whistles went off in my head. Like I started scanning my life, every single relationship I got in, and I was like, oh my God, this is so true.
Yeah.
Like the takers are looking for the givers and the givers are looking for takers, not specifically to be abused or used, but because they want, that's you know, the way we show our love. Like, you know, we give.
Well, it's energetic. It's not even like conscious, you know.
Right.
You attract and you come together. Mm-hmm. And because opposites attract, you know, naturally, you just end up just like empaths end up with narcissists a lot of the time.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
That's why it's important to do your own healing so you can really learn to see these signals and signs in the beginning so you don't waste time.
Whew. Listen, it could be tough because, you know, when you're in those kind of situations, when you're in abusive relationships and things like that, you can literally blow years of your life. And a lot of the times you blow your best years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you blow your best years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm fortunate enough that even though I'm in my middle age now, I still have some life left, you know, so I get a chance to try again. But, man, it can, you know, it could have gone the wrong way and it could have been, you know, I could have been in my late years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I just say to people, man, listen, if you're in a situation that's not good for your health, not good for your spirit, your consciousness, I'm not trying to break anybody up. I'm just saying you have to evaluate your lifespan, which we're only here for a quick minute.
Mm-hmm.
You have to evaluate your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time, sometimes some of these really ill-gotten relationships where people are always arguing, fighting, there's always a lot of tension and low frequency vibration energy, that's what's giving you the dis-ease or the disease
I know.
In your body.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, relationships are like, you got to think about your life and where you spend your hours of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you wake up and who do you usually wake up with? The person next to you in your relationship. So you spend the morning together. Then you part ways for work unless you work together, you know, in which case you'll be together all day.
Mm-hmm.
But you might have some separation during the day and then you come back home, back into your relationship.
Right.
So you're spending a fair amount of time with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, I mean, is that person serving your lifestyle and like your happiness? It's like, you know, you really have to evaluate that. But how do you really like attract the right people into your life? Like for me, I mean, in the past, like I've been like a master manifester when it's come to guys, like literally, like my whole life, you can ask any of my girlfriends. I'll like say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before I even knew what manifesting was. Like, I'm like, I want a guy that's, you know, tall and, you know, dark hair. I even manifested my ex with a freaking accent from a different country. That's how specific I got. But it's when I was asking the universe for these men, it was like I was always forgetting something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that thing that I would forget was the detriment to the relationship.
Mm.
Like, you know, my ex was a narcissist and an awful human being. He just was.
Yeah.
And so even though I attracted what I wanted, I was not specific enough to even say like, you know, I want a relationship that is going to be mutually, you know, great together and respectful. You know, like I would leave that type of stuff out. So I was really like manifesting from ego. Like I want this, like a tall accent, you know, live here, you know, like it was the wrong way to manifest.
So
like, you know, you have to get very, very specific about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to do the work to be able to attract that list of exactly what you want. Because you can't meet somebody like if you want this up here. And your consciousness is here, you can't, it won't work.
Right.
It won't work. This person is not even going to notice you down there.
Exactly.
You know, you have to do the work.
Yeah, you have to do the work. And also, you have to already be happy with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I learned is you need to be happy with yourself. Don't get in a relationship because you want somebody to make you happy.
Right.
That is wrong. No. The wrong way to go.
Because no one can make you happy, though.
That's right.
No one can make you happy.
That's right.
You're in this vessel. You feel everything inside of here. Mm-hmm. You're the only thing that can make yourself happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, my first, wife and, the time that I spent with raising my kids, it was a lot of peaks and valleys. I loved raising my kids. I had a great time. But at the same time, she was a narcissist. Mm. So I can relate to you being with a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
And, a narcissist at the level, at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And they really never see anything that they've done. They always
never
push it off to you.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's your fault.
Yeah,
and they don't hear you. And
yeah.
It's like you always got to walk on eggshells
right.
on that person because everything you say is wrong.
You have to think. You have to pre-think every conversation,
yes.
every sentence.
Oh, my gosh. It takes up so much energy.
It takes so much energy.
It's so hard. It's really
and I,
hard.
What I found was I found myself, I became a basketball coach. And I started coaching my kids. And I started creating basketball programs and coaching teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't have to work that much because I already had, sold one of my companies. And sitting on quite a bit of funding in my bank. So I just spent more and more time away from the house coaching and training and traveling the country. And the more I got away and spent time on the road, the better I felt. I was actually lamenting even coming home to my own house. And that's when I realized, this is not going to be a lifetime situation because I don't even want to go home anymore. Because I just didn't want to deal with the narcissism. I didn't want to deal with all of that. And after that, I said, I'm out of that. When I got into another one, again, I attract another taker. I'm not realizing this is what I'm doing. And I'm thinking, wow, this is going to be a great start and everything else. And I got with another taker. And on top of that, a taker that also was an alcoholic. So that makes it really tough.
Yeah.
And after seeing my dad, be an alcoholic my entire life.
Yeah.
I had to come to the realization. When that person started getting arrested for DUIs and all kind of stuff, and I'm getting phone calls in the middle of the night, got to get bailed out. And I'm like, do I want to live like this for the rest of my life?
Right.
Had to make another tough decision, So I find myself taking some more time off. And at this point, I'm really happy with myself. I'm really doing very well. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I didn't just jumping into relationships, but I'm just never again didn't focus on the manifesting part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't focus on the manifesting part until very recently, probably only about maybe now, I would say, just under a year ago, maybe 11 months, 10 to 11 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I've been in and out of relationships. I haven't had a lot, though, because if you look at the time period, a guy that's only been with four or five women in 30 years is not bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, man, I want to really just be with one person, just, settle down. That's the kind of person I really am. And I said, how come I'm not achieving this? I had to analyze myself.
Yeah. You always have to look within to see why
yourself
isn't manifesting the way you want it to be.
And it's not that I'm a perfect person, because I'm sure to think things that I do that irritate the other party as well. But at the same time, I realize it's the situation I'm putting myself in. It's the people that I'm incorporating into my circle that I'm not applying sound judgment. And, it's also that I'm not even communicating to the universe what I fully and truly want in that space.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I've gotten it locked on lock, but except for that, I never put the energy into it.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy where the energy goes is where everything flows.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that in business. If I put my energy in this one business, it blows up. If I put my energy in this other business, it blows up.
Yeah, we see that.
You see that every day, right? We haven't done this well. Let's put energy over here and it blows up, right?
And then all the rest of them kind of just sizzle a little bit, But then if you put a little bit of energy, bow, that one blows up.
I said, man, why don't I just apply that to a relationship?
Yeah.
Why don't I put my energy into it?
Mm-hmm.
And why don't I focus? Why don't I meditate on it? Why don't I do my manifestation meditation? So I started doing manifestation meditations on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And when I would do my beach walking meditation, so I would go to the beach, do a sit-down meditation on the sand, meditating on a relationship, meditating on the type of person that I would like to be in a relationship with, not envisioning any race, religion, color, and just the type of person that I thought would be a good match for me spiritually. And then on top of that, I would do my beach walking meditation. And my walking meditation, I would just consistently say, I'm going to attract someone in my life that's going to be an equal to me. And I would just say it over and over again while I walk my 5 miles up and down that Fort Lauderdale beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because not too soon, after starting that ritual, I think I did it 3 weeks in a row because there was nowhere to go at that time because everything was on, you know, the planes weren't flying.
Yeah, right.
So I had plenty of time. And then I get this DM about coming to Michigan. And I'm like, coming to Michigan to this place, to this wellness center. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I mean, you know, great thing to add to my TV network or whatever.
Yeah.
So I mean, let me see who I'm talking to here. And I go look up and it's you.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh, boy, she's kind of pretty. And I'm scrolling through a couple of rows of your Instagram and stuff. I'm like, wow, she's a really attractive woman. And then we were trying to schedule a date to come out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying that if I came at a certain time, you weren't going to be here. And I was like, well, if you're not going to be there, I don't want to be there. I just felt like if she's not there, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as if I was like saying, I'm going to go after this woman. It was just like, I just had this feeling like, yeah, I need to be in her presence for some reason, you know? It just something was telling me, like, you need to be in her presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so the time, the dates, and everything worked out. I came up here, you know?
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And we met, and, you know.
I hopped out the truck, and you were like, what the f-?
I was like, this girl is tiny. So you climbed down from the SUV.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, you were a giant.
Yeah.
But you're a giant in spirit, that's for sure. And you climbed out of the SUV, and I was like, looked down like, huh? What is the rest of her?
Oh.
It's funny how, you know, the perception you have of somebody just through pictures. You can't get any size perspective.
Yeah,
I couldn't
no.
get any. But, you know, I mean, it's okay because it didn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But it was incredible to see. You were really, really petite.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, but that didn't throw me off anyway. I just thought you were still a very beautiful woman. And, but, you know, it wasn't like, hey, and, you know, initially, let's just start talking. And I didn't approach you in that way.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, you were quite the opposite.
Right.
And in my dismay, I was like, why is he not, like, looking at me more? Why is he not hitting on me? Is there something wrong with me? I was tripping.
I was being cautious because it was a business thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know the exact situation that was going on. I didn't want somebody to think I was coming up there for business. And then all of a sudden it turned into, oh, this guy's just after me.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a huge turn off. And plus it can affect the other people that were involved there as well. I didn't know what the real full situation was. I wanted to evaluate and see what exactly was going on
before I said
anything. Once I got the green light, I realized, oh, okay, it was, you know, everything was all good.
Mm-hmm.
It just worked out that I flew back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 days later, you guys were in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, right.
And the Airbnb was having some issues.
Yeah.
And I said, I got this big old mansion down here. Come on down.
Yeah.
And y'all just stay with me. I had my chef come over, cook dinner. And
it was so nice.
Yeah.
It was so nice.
And that's when we got to really, you know, sit down and talk and vibe and go for a beach walk.
Right.
You know, on the same beach where I was working on manifesting and focusing the energy on manifesting a relationship.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, by the fifth week, I'm on the beach, that same exact beach, walking, and you're walking with me.
Yo, I didn't even know that you were doing that, prior. So that's kind of crazy, because I didn't know that you were, like, trying to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Or doing that.
Right,
so that's
right.
very interesting to me. Yeah. But you see, guys, like, how quick that happened for you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, within 3 weeks?
Yes.
Then we meet? Like, it just happened so, you know?
Boom, just like that.
Wow. That's deep.
And now it's almost been a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, again, the energy. And then now, once we, you know, started dating, because we took our time.
Mm-hmm.
We started dating first. Mm-hmm. And I realized, keep the same energy.
Yeah.
Keep the same. So I kept the energy. And it's not that it's all about monetary gifts and this and that. It's just the energy of attention, the energy of you know, communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the energy of showing affection and the energy of showing, like, you really care for somebody. You're very interested in somebody. Not like, oh, I got her, and then just sit back and relax.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I did this, you know?
Yeah.
That's ego.
Right.
That's ego.
No, you did. You kept the energy because I remember, like, I mean, I wasn't really, how did I attract you? So I was just, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't really looking for anything, you know? Like, I was really just focused on me. And very, very just, like, I was content, you know, very content with just me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been single for probably about, like, 14 months or so, probably about 15, 16 months, actually, before I even met you. And I really just started doing the inner work, you know, like my work, my myself, because, I mean, for the past, like, 4 or 5 years, it took me a while to fall in love with myself again, which you cannot attract a relationship if you don't love yourself. I mean, you can attract a relationship, but it's not going to serve you, because if you don't love yourself, how can you expect anyone else to love you? You really have to, like, fall in love with self. And I think the reason why, like, you just came in and everything blended so naturally and easy was because I was not, like, desperate. Like, I'm not here, like, I need to freaking be in a relationship. Like, I'm getting older. Like, I'm not... Not at all, you know? I was like, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, I don't care. Like, I wasn't even dating. I wasn't doing anything for that period of time except for self, you know, inner work, like self-work. And I was I was fine. I was fine, and I wasn't desperate. And, you know, it just, everything just took place naturally. It didn't, when you have that desperation energy, it's like you're going to get a whole bunch of just bullshit coming at you. And it's not going to last, you know? It's not, it's just not going to last. So, I mean, honestly, like, the inner work is so important, especially because I've never really been in, like, a healthy relationship prior to you. Maybe one. But, I mean, that's because I was the turmoil, you know, filled up with trauma. So that's what I was attracting, more trauma relationships. And I was so codependent, no self-worth, fear of abandonment, all these things. And I would attract these narcissistic people, these takers, because I'm a giver too, you know? Like, naturally, I love to give. I don't really need anything. Like, I don't need anything. I'm the independent woman.
I noticed that.
Which is a trauma response. You know, the independence in human beings, I feel, is like, if you're overly independent and you can't ask for help and you can't, you just always got to be like, that's trauma. So that's a whole bunch of trauma. So, I mean, you know, just by doing my work and really just taking a break, like, not looking for anything and letting what naturally falls to me come to me. And, you know, it just, I was able to bring you in.
It was great, you know, and it's just ironic. Like I say, I'm meditating on the beach. The next thing you know, I'm walking on the beach with you. The next thing you know, you guys are in my house. We're having dinner. We're we're having celebrations. We're having great times. But just when within this tiny short period of time. And then I think you guys went back to Michigan. And I think maybe 2 weeks later, I hopped on a plane and came up. So, you know, I could meet you again and we could spend some more time together and just get to know each other more. And it's been phenomenal. But again, it's... noticing, number one, after I analyzed this, you know, the situation after the first few weeks, that you were a giver, that you didn't need me to complete you, excuse me, to complete you. You were a natural giver. And the other thing was that, you know, you are an independent woman that can take care of herself. I had long gave up the notion of going on any more rescue missions. Okay. There's two things that guys do is we look for women. I would say we, not all of us, but some guys look for women that are in desperation. You had mentioned desperation before. And they use women in desperation mode because they know they can easily just say whatever they want and they can get some. They can massage, you know, massage them and get it. And then, boom, they're gone. The other thing is, or just use them and abuse them. The other thing is some guys go on rescue missions where, you know, they see a woman that is
struggling
that is, you know, in need of them and is willing to do anything just to get the assistance. And so they take advantage of that too. But sometimes a guy will go on a rescue mission just because he really does like the girl, but that mentality of a person that sometimes is in that state is always not the best mentality. And that person, they become comfortable in that zone. Not all of them, but some of them, a majority of them become comfortable. And so they're always looking for the next person to come rescue them again after they get done with one guy and get wrapped up with him and toss him away. They look for the next rescue person, you know. And so I wasn't going on any more rescue missions. I wasn't interested in anybody that was desperate, you know. And so everything that I was really focusing on, it really just manifested for me this time, you know. And so far, so good. Everything's been phenomenal. I think a huge thing is the communication is obviously huge. And a person that truly is your best and biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, right.
You know? Right. And it doesn't mean you have to have your pictures all over social media and stuff like that. I post pictures of you and things like that, and you post pictures of me. Some people are a little bit more private, and that's fine. But at the same time, you have to show support in some kind of way. Whatever that way is for you guys, you have to show that support. You know, now we're public figures, so sometimes our support ends up showing up in the public because, you know, primarily this is what we're doing. We're in, in the public's eye 24-7. Right. Everything we do is out, kind of open to the public. And, of course, we only show you what we want. But at the same time, you know, it's gonna bleed over. There's no way to hide it, obviously.
Right.
Some people have more private lives and private things, and they don't really post that much stuff on social media. And their jobs don't require them to even be on social media.
Right. Right.
We're on social media all day, every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's address that for a second because like I've never been one to put my stuff out there ever. Mm-hmm. Not ever. I think one relationship in the past, I posted pictures, you know, on social. Mm-hmm. I never believed in that because I feel like once you're out there, people can attach energy to your relationship and it can get really, really messy.
Right.
The only, like, the thing that I like about what we do, though, is like, and you know what, guys? Like, it's hard to do what we're doing and to put ourselves out there like
it is.
That.
It's
but,
hard.
Like, it is really hard. It's really hard, guys. But we're doing this because we're trying to benefit, you know, people and show people that these are the things that you can do. You know, this is us. This is our relationship. Like, we're out there like a mofo, you know?
I know.
But I hope that we're helping people and inspiring people at the same time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I believe we are.
Yeah, yeah. I think we are. I mean, we get the messages and comments all day.
Right.
You know, because you can attract a person, the perfect person for you. You can. You can attract them. It is possible. Right. I never personally thought it was possible. I kept attracting these, you know, whack relationships, abusive relationships, you know? But that's, I mean, really, you have to be able to clear trauma, you know, to attract what you're supposed to attract instead of more drama, you know? You have to clear the trauma so you don't attract the drama and you really, really can. And fall in love with self, you know, and be happy with self. And then, I mean, like, if you're so content with yourself, you don't need anything from anybody. So it's like, if you come along, great. You know, you're adding value and wow, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
But I'm happy alone. You know, I'm happy by myself. So either way, if you come in, you're not here. You know, I'm still, regardless, I'm going to do me.
Right.
And that's the mentality people should have.
Absolutely, for sure. You know, that's the way it's got to be. Mm. And then growing together. If you're with somebody that you guys, you know, because there is a certain level of growth that does occur in a relationship. And you have to make sure that you're with somebody that's going to be growing, you know, with you. You want to grow together.
Together, right.
Spiritually, sexually, mentally.
Mm.
You know, there's this process of growth.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, in situations, people get stagnant in certain areas and get stuck. It causes a lot of pressure in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then the one who's growing, they start, you know, start feeling neglected or abused or used or unappreciated, and then they start looking to step out. So, you know, you have to focus. And if you see that your partner is becoming more stagnant, you got to just communicate. You got to talk to them. And try to pull them along a little bit, you know, if they hopefully it doesn't get to a point where they just are stubborn and don't want to. You know, that's a whole other situation. You may need to seek some counseling. But you want to be able to grow in those areas, you know, sexually, spiritually, mentally. You want to be able to grow in those areas. If you want something long-lasting.
Right.
I mean, that's just being realistic.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the manifestation process of attracting the right person for you, too. Because you can't attract a person that's not willing to grow anyways.
Yes.
Like, you can't attract a person, like, that is on a level and just is happy and content with their level and not trying to, like, for me and just my personality, I need someone that's always growing, that's always, you know, gaining knowledge, that's getting better, that wants to grow businesses. And I don't like to just sit on my ass and not do anything. Like, I need that stimulation, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, part of my manifesting you, like, you know, you stimulate me, like, in many ways. But hold on. But you stimulate my mind, you know, and I need that. I needed that. So, like, my perfect person needed to be able to do that. And so, like, my part of my manifesting, I think subconsciously, you know, after clearing the trauma, is, like, I need a brilliant fucking human being that can stimulate my mind at all times.
Yeah.
And I'm always growing.
Right.
So that person that I end up with better be always growing, too. or else it's just not going to be for me.
Right.
You know, so that's part of the manifestation of like the energy that you want to attract in.
Yeah. And I also wanted someone that can show me some things that I didn't know, which is kind of hard. And I'm not being egotistical. I'm not being egotistical, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you actually were able to teach me things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I kind of knew existed, but I didn't know the depth of them. And you really educated me on those things.
Mm.
And I'm still learning a little bit every single day.
Mm.
And you even, you know, the application of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I've applied your knowledge into my own life and I saw results.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's like, wow. For me, that's a big wow. Mm-hmm. That's a wow moment. It's like, man, you know, she's a keeper. Because I'm not going to lie. I'm, you know, used to getting with a lot of people that you know, I just feel like I'm giving a lecture every day and there's no... There's no
reciprocation.
Return on
investment. There's no return. No ROI.
Yeah, there's none. And it's like, you know, they
why do you think that you would attract those type of relationships in the past?
I think I was focusing on what I wanted and I was just settling.
Okay, so you feel like you manifested these women into your life, but then you maybe they weren't for you. Maybe they were for you just for a time to date or something or entertain, and you try to grab them and like, you know, continue a relationship.
Yeah, trying to do that. That's, you know, that's the wrong thing to do.
Right, right.
And then even trying to rush a relationship. I tried one of those before.
Yeah.
You can't do that either. That's a waste. That never works out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to stay in flow, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you have to stay in the flow of life, and you can't be too resistant, and you can't be too anxious, you know?
Yeah.
So you really have to stay flowy at all times and let things just unravel the way they're supposed to, because there is no such thing as time. Yes, there's infinite possibilities, but your future is already done.
Right.
It's already here.
Yeah.
It's already now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, you don't really have to worry about anything because it's already there. Whatever is for you is already done.
That's true. So true. So that's, you know, that's really it in a nutshell. I mean, you really got to learn how to love yourself, be happy with yourself, be happy spending time with yourself.
Right,
you know, I took some time off with myself, you know, about a year just being with myself, doing me, you know, traveling, doing things, experiencing life, doing my meditations and working on my projects. I don't think it's healthy to just jump from relationship to relationship.
No.
That's not good.
And you know, it's like, you know what I've noticed, too, about people? It's like they'll be so conditioned and their body is so conditioned to be married or something, you know, and then you have a divorce, right? And then those people jump right back into relationships because they're so conditioned. They need it to feel complete, to feel whole, you know? So it's like they bounce from, and sometimes it works.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does,
Often it doesn't work out.
No, because you don't even know who you are outside of that person, to be honest. Like, you really have to figure out, you know, who you are, what you want.
Yeah.
And there's no way you can figure that out in a short amount of time between divorce and you just jump right back into something like a couple weeks later.
It takes time.
Yeah.
It really does take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And until you spent that time with yourself and that you're okay with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like I spent months and months with myself, by myself, doing my own thing.
Yep.
Talking to myself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Me too. That's what I did. Yeah.
Hanging out with myself, watching shows by myself.
Right. You know? I had a ball with myself. And this is during the whole pandemic.
Right.
You know?
Go to the movies by yourself.
Exactly. You know? I became my best friend.
Right. And that's so important.
Yeah.
Because that really is what you're doing is when you get in a relationship, like you said, it's just adding to your joy.
Exactly.
Just adding.
Exactly.
Not taking away, not saying I started at zero and now this takes me to 50%. Mm-hmm. No, I'm already at 100%. Now, this relationship is going to add, you know, another 20, 30%. This is great for me. I love this.
Right.
You know, and also being in a position where if, I don't like to speak bad about anything, but you know that both parties, if they walked away from each other, they can live their lives.
Yeah.
You know, they can go on, they can move on, they can live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
One person is not going to go down into the dumps and another person, you know.
Right.
just, you know, you just have to find this level of equality that's there. Mm-hmm. And I just had to find that, and I, you know, and it happened.
Right.
I just feel like I put the energy there for the first time in my life. I really, truly, I put energy into the people that I was with. I always did that.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, the energy into the search part, finding part, into the manifestation part of what would be the beneficial person for me.
Yeah.
It's the first time it took all these years of my life. Mm. I perfected all these other areas of manifestation and taught all these classes in manifestation and never focused on relationship manifestation.
Yeah.
I even said one time I was going to focus on it, and I still never really focused on it. I dabbled in it.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of energy.
Oh, it does. It does.
Yeah.
You almost have to, like act. I know a couple people that did this.
Mm-hmm.
They were single for a while, and then they were like, I need to just act like I'm preparing for my perfect relationship. Mm. So I know, like, one person cleared out their half of their closet,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And they just, like, they're trying to, like, implement, okay, my perfect person is coming in. They're going to come in. So they're preparing for that, you know?
Right,
so, I mean, you kind of did kind of in a way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but not actually, like, physically preparing things, moving things around.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, in your mind. You
in my mind. I mean, when I got my house, I said I want a house that has a lot of bedrooms in case I bring somebody in here.
Mm.
I knew initially I didn't want to have anybody coming immediately.
Mm.
I wanted to be by myself for a while.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
big old house. Just I can go in a different room and experience something different every day.
Yeah.
But the main purpose of it was, I felt like if I would have gotten a small condo or a small apartment, which I did go looking at some of those,
mm-hmm.
I felt like there's no room here for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You
right.
know,
so,
no
yeah,
room.
That's preparing, right?
Yeah.
Preparing for, you know, what
right.
you want to bring in.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
Projecting that.
Right.
And you have to put in, like, the really, really, really intentional
mm-hmm.
thought process behind,
yeah.
like, when you're preparing like that. Because,
right.
man, I mean, you can attract some crazy
oh,
shit.
You can. Oh, man.
And discernment, you know?
Yeah.
Discernment.
That's
like,
huge.
Is this person Ooh. For you? Is this person having a mask on?
Yeah.
Like, are they about to stay the same? Are they,
right.
you know, discernment is
yeah.
really, really important.
And a lot of times, it takes time
mm-hmm.
to be with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned, don't rush things. You let things flow, like say flow.
Mm-hmm.
Let the flow happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can just see where everything is going.
Right.
To figure out, you know, is this person for you? And then spend a lot of time with that person so
yeah.
you can see. Now, we've traveled.
Mm-hmm.
And we've traveled the world. And when you're out there, like, in the middle of the desert, right,
mm-hmm.
in the Sahara or somewhere, there's nowhere for you to run and hide. There's no girlfriend for you to go hang out with, no girls night
right.
out. There's no...
Right.
You're stuck with that person. There's nowhere for me to go, you know, hey, guys, let's go bowling. No,
right.
we're together. Me and you, there's nowhere for us to go, nowhere to hide.
Right.
All of our thoughts are exposed. All of our habits are exposed.
Right, right, yeah.
Everything we do is exposed to each other
yeah.
for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really get to know somebody because it's like,
right.
man, yeah, yeah, we can't go hide now. We're together.
Right,
this is
right.
it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And so you get to really know a lot about a person when you spend a lot of time with them like mm-hmm. that, you know, isolation virtually. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Which will lead, guys, into our next podcast
yeah.
because we're doing relationships. Episode 1 and 2. This was on how to really attract, you know, the people that you want or the perfect relationship that
yeah.
you want in your life. And episode 2 will be about how to keep that relationship
yes.
going.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. So, I mean, are we? Yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add to?
Nah, that was good for part one. For
yeah.
part one, attracting, I think we covered it all, and I'm looking forward to part 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
I think I covered pretty much it all too.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Until next time.
Peace.
Biohack your best life. Okay, that was quick. That was like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Okay, that's all you need.
Sweet.
All right, cool. Hi, my name is Billy Carson, and I'm the president of Forbidden Knowledge. We have an amazing investment opportunity here for anyone who wants to buy shares in Forbidden Knowledge. The money that's generated from this crowdfunding platform is going to be used to bring on a new content acquisitions partner. We're going to hire a new in-house graphics designer, a social media manager, put together a customer service team and a customer service management program that will organize and satisfy all the different legs of Forbidden Knowledge, Inc., as well as, and of course, make more improved high quality streaming content for the Forbidden Knowledge TV platform, which right now is featured on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, iOS and Android apps, and also, of course, the web. The streaming platform is a year old right now and doing very, very well. And we're looking for your support where you can not only be a conscious customer, but also be a part owner in an amazing opportunity that includes streaming TV, book publishing, and e-commerce. Grow with us and earn with us. Forbidden Knowledge, Inc.
You are watching Forbidden Knowledge TV.
This is Billy Carson with ForbiddenKnowledge.tv.
Forbidden Knowledge TV has just reached its 1 year anniversary. That's right, 1 year. And as a show of appreciation, we are giving all new subscribers a free 30-day trial of ForbiddenKnowledge.tv. That's 30 days to binge watch thousands of movies, documentaries, conferences, workshops, lectures, yoga classes, meditation courses, and so much more. So log on to ForbiddenKnowledge.tv from your computer or mobile device, or get the Forbidden Knowledge TV app on Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, iTunes, or Google Play today, and use coupon code 30DAYSFREE. That's coupon code 30 days free on ForbiddenKnowledge.tv today.